I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. In adolescents, bedtime screen use behaviors can have a major impact on how well and how long kids sleep. Dr. Maher Farouk is here to talk about the details. Dr. Farouk is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatric sleep medicine specialist at MUSC. Dr. Farouk, tell us more about this connection between using electronic devices before bedtime and sleep-related problems for adolescents.
Electronic devices before bedtime can affect adolescents and sleep in general. It can reduce sleep duration and promote bad sleep quality. And it mostly happens through the blue light. The blue light affects melatonin, which is the hormone that helps you fall asleep. The blue light decreases the hormone of melatonin and increases the awake signals in your body.
What does the latest research tell us about how prevalent this problem is of screen use for adolescents and sleep disruption?
Yes. So a recent survey by the CDC from July 2021 to 2023 showed us that adolescents between ages of 12 through 17 were using their screens like TV, electronics, more than 4 hours a day, which would include nighttime as well. And the amount of disruption in sleep that you see from screen use is pretty prevalent. Screen use before bed or during bedtime can just make your overall sleep a poor quality. And it can worsen any insomnia that kids might have at baseline as well.
And what's the impact on an adolescent or a child's life and routine when they really are sleep deprived?
Sleep deprivation in adolescence is shown through many ways. First, you see some symptoms show up during the day, including daytime sleepiness, the inability to stay focused. And this can happen at school or at home. And then also it can affect their driving and focus while driving. You can also see issues with relationships with other people, and it can affect their mental health as well. So kids who don't get proper sleep at night because of electronic use may have increased risk of anxiety, depression, or other mood disorders.
And how much sleep should adolescents be getting each night?
Adolescents should be getting 9 to 9.5 hours of sleep every night, but sometimes that can vary between 8 and 10 hours, depending on the specific person.
What's the best strategy or plan to put in place regarding adolescents and screen time to ensure a good night's sleep every night?
A good way to address good sleep behaviors as well as reduce screen time before bed is by having a good family discussion about healthy sleep behaviors, including sleep hygiene tips. Stop screen time 1 or 2 before bed. Also, restricting electronics in the room altogether. Having a consistent bedtime routine is very important, and having a good wind down routine before bedtime can eliminate the technology use before bed as well.
Dr. Farouk, thanks for this information about adolescent screen time and sleep issues.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.